Meghan McCain defends compassionate Biden against hashtag MeToo allegations. By Joshua Kaplan on April 2, 2019. The View host Meghan McCain on Monday expressed support for former Vice President Joe Biden as the potential 2020 contender faces allegations of inappropriate touching. Biden is facing intense blowback after two women came forward in recent days alleging that the former vice president made them feel uncomfortable at political events. Last week, Lucy Flores, a former Nevada Democrat assemblywoman, accused the 76-year-old of kissing the back of her head and smelling her hair at a campaign fundraiser in 2014. Flores called the interaction problematic and disqualifying from running for president. On Monday, Amy Lapas, a former congressional aide to Representative Jim Himes, DCT, alleged Biden rubbed his nose on hers during a 2009 event in Greenwich, Connecticut. "This is the Al Franken thing all over again," Lapas said of Biden's behavior to the Washington Examiner. In wake of the allegations, McCain took to social media to praise her late father Senator John McCain's Aras, former Senate colleague, tweeting, "Joe Biden is one of the truly decent and compassionate men in all of American politics. He has helped me through my father's diagnosis, treatment and ultimate passing more than any one of my father's friends combined. I wish there was more empathy from our politicians, not less." In a statement Sunday, an apologetic Biden contended that he never touched anyone inappropriately, yet may not recall these moments the same way. "I will fight to build on the work I've done in my career to end violence against women and ensure women are treated with the equality they deserve," the former vice president said in a statement. "I will continue to surround myself with trusted women advisors who challenge me to see different perspectives than my own. And I will continue to speak out on these vitally important issues where there is much more progress to be made and crucial fights that must be waged and won." On Monday, Biden's spokesman Bill Russo issued another, more aggressive statement addressing the controversy surrounding photos of Biden interacting awkwardly with women and children, dismissing them as smears and forgeries that have existed in the dark recesses of the internet for a while. "But the important conversation about these issues are not advanced, nor are any criticisms of Vice President Biden validated by the continued misrepresentation of the Carter and Coons moments, or a failure to be vigilant about a cottage industry of lies," he added. Meanwhile, Biden's potential 2020 rivals have taken a different line than McCain, saying that the allegations should be taken seriously. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said she believed Flores and that the former vice president needs to give an answer in response to the allegations. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, said Lucy Flores felt demeaned, and that is never okay. "If Vice President Biden becomes a candidate, this is a topic he'll have to engage on further." In a Sunday interview with ABC News this week, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, stated she has no reason to doubt Flores' account. "I have no reason not to believe her," she said. "And I think we know from campaigns and from politics that people raise issues and they have to address them, and that's what he will have to do with voters if he gets into the race."